president's side. But not today, after CNN reported he made a series of anti-Semitic and sexual comments on at least one pornography website, calling himself a black Nazi. He denies the allegations. The Trump campaign is distancing itself from him.
CBS's Wendy Gillette reporting. Health Watch, and go ahead and order that second skinny latte with extra foam.
A new large study in China finds regularly drinking moderate amounts of coffee and caffeine may help prevent numerous health issues, including type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. After studying caffeine intake of over 500,000 people, researchers say those who drink on average 3 cups of coffee a day seem to benefit the most.
CBS's Michael George reporting. A musical legend marks a few new landmarks.
Herb Alpert has released his 50th album, and it's called 50. Alpert says he couldn't believe it when his nephew, who's also his manager, pointed out to him that he'd made so many albums. This year also happens to be Alpert's 50th wedding anniversary. Herb Alpert, who is 89, is already working on album number 51. And when asked what else he wants to accomplish, he says he'd like to live a longer life. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Apocalyptic scenes in parts of Europe. An Italian woman's winched to safety as floodwaters race past her balcony. Parts of Central Europe are seeing their worst flooding in more than 20 years. Scientists putting much of the blame on global warming. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram, Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
September 21st, 2024. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, the unsinkable Don Brown, and I'm joined by the mighty Max Martinson on the board. How are you, Max?
Put her there, buddy.
I am doing fantastic. Right. I was not prepared
no
for that.
Worries, no worries. I like to spring that on him sometimes, but he's there. And we, Max and I, are coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in downtown, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And in this crucial election season where our democracy hangs in the balance, it is good to be reminded of Theodore Yeoman's legacy of great trailblazing women in Wisconsin. And today that tradition continues, as exemplified by our three guests, Denise Watros, photographer, entrepreneur, downtown business owner. How are you, Denise? Good, good. Talk a little closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Excellent. And then Denise has brought two of her clients, 2024's Miss Wisconsin, Mandy Ginnard.
Hello. Nice to be here.
And the 2024 Miss Wisconsin teen.
Hello.
Ella Bay. Is that right or Bay?
Bay.
Ella Bay. All right. Thank you, Ella. And we're going to talk a lot about their six. These are some very impressive young women, Denise included.
Well, thank
and,
you.
In this segment or in this show, of course, we'll be having some very lively discussions with the three here. And then we're acting locally, thinking globally with Mary Jane Sanchez is going to talk about National Hispanic Heritage Month. Go, Janie. And we're going to talk about Waukesha North celebrating its 50th anniversary and a big honor for one of their coaches, a national honor, if you will. We'll also shout out for Waukesha South National Merit semifinalists. We'll have the Carroll Minute, and hopefully we'll have some football scores for you. But first and foremost, our guests, we will start well, real quickly with Denise, how long has Denise Watros Photography been in business?
A very long time. I'll just say I started in the photography industry. We'll just say the year 1988 because it sounds
I was a junior in college in 1988. So
I was actually in high school. So I've owned my own business in Waukesha since about 1999.
Wow!
So a long time.
Another long time business owner. Fantastic. Yes. Terrific. And you're not just any special photographer. You're like photographer of the stars. Is that fair to say? Yeah. With
our, a little bit, yes.
Our guests here, and they both nod yes.
So,
and,
yes.
Yep. And I remember when I first met you, you were telling me that you also did some work with the Manning family, Peyton, Eli, and Archie and the rest.
Yes, I have photographed. So. I haven't photographed Eli, just okay. Peyton and Archie.
Sounds great.
But Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Wow.
Jim Abbott, the incredible baseball player.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry Rice, a bunch of times.
Oh, wow.
One of the greatest humans.
That is quite a resume.
So.
Awesome.
And then these ladies.
And then these young ladies. And we'll start with Miss Wisconsin, Mandy Ginnard, a native of Beaver Dam, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And your, I guess, the theme or the cause you're promoting was called Connecting Lives, Adoption Resources and Advocacy. And I really look forward to talking about that as a big advocate for adoption and making it affordable and accessible here in America. Mm-hmm. A fourth-generation classically trained dancer.
I am, yes.
A volunteer dance instructor with arts in autism. A graduate of, and this should really raise some sparks, a University of Alabama.
Yes, Roll Tide, please be nice to me today.
And triple majored in dance, political science, and communications, and wants to attend law school to become a family attorney.
Yes, yeah, all cool. Sounds great,
so,
yeah.
A lot of follow-up questions on that. And then her fellow, shall we say, royalty, Ella Bay, Miss Wisconsin teen. Your cause is Special Times, Special Friends. which connects adults with people with or anybody with people with disabilities.
Yes.
And I think that's amazing. She was, when she won the award, she was a sophomore. I just like saying that because I'm a big college football fan. And now a junior at the prestigious Catholic Memorial High School. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I mentioned you're from Pewaukee. And she wants to be a pediatric physical occupational therapist, as well as continue with, she's a dancer and an interior designer, a contemporary dancer. And she performed in the contest, a self-choreographed contemporary version of Stay at the Miss Wisconsin Teen competition. Now, was that the Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, or is that a different song?
Oh,
altogether?
No.
I was thinking, Stay! just a little bit. Well, you'll have to come up with one for that. So, I'm from the old school. So, well, terrific. So, I guess let's start from the beginning. How did, Denise, how did you get connected with these very talented young ladies?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have been involved in pageantry forever. Okay. Literally, almost my whole life. I competed in pageants. I competed in the Miss America organization in Illinois.
Okay.
America's National Teenager in Illinois, where wow. I'm from. Sorry.
Where in Illinois are you from again?
Outside of Chicago. Sure. Like Mandy's an Alabama fan. I'm a Bears fan. I'm sorry.
Well, I lived in Chicagoland for 15 years. That's why I'm curious. Like what burb or area or neighborhood?
Okay, so my husband and I are from a very, very small town about 45 miles outside of Chicago called Gilbert's, which...
Gilbert's? Yeah. I never heard. Wow.
It's 4 miles west of Elgin. You know where Elgin is.
I know where Elgin is. Okay. All right.
So, real tiny town.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I was always involved in pageantry. My oldest daughter was Miss Wisconsin National Teenager, which was a really big teen pageant back then.
Yeah, sure.
So, we've just always been, it's part of my life. So, the co-director of Miss Wisconsin now was my very first Miss Wisconsin in 2006, Megan Coffey DeMore.
Wow.
So, she was a baton twirler. She was one of my daughter's coaches.
Neat. So you've got a really long history with the pageants as clients too. So.
Correct. Yes.
Wow. That's
so
amazing.
I'm the official sponsor of Miss Wisconsin. So.
Wow. Okay.
When they win, they're mine.
And her photos are beautiful. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're
gorgeous. You know, I do a lot of work over at Mary Jane's office next door there. And so I've seen some of her portfolio proudly displayed on the wall. And I had the pleasure of knowing the one. Is she married to Zane yet?
Yes. Oh yeah. They got married. In March, Jen.
Yeah. So Zane's husband, Zane Navratil, was kind of the resident pickleball extraordinaire at my beloved Banting Park where I live and where I represented as alderman. And that's when I was on the councils when I first met Zane and just really became enamored with him and his lovely wife. And,
yep, they live in Austin, Texas.
Right, I know. I got to get down there because my brother lives there. I've been trying to connect those guys. But Zane's one of those guys. That's the kind of guy you want to be a celeb. Both of them.
He
just
had
so...
to like forfeit an entire ball tournament to go
stories.
See Jen compete at Miss America.
He was in the finals. He was in the single finals and he'd made a promise that when she was, if she made it all the way to Miss America, that he would be there with her.
Yep.
And he made the doubles finals, but the tournament said, well, if you're going to miss the singles, we're not going to let you do the doubles. And it.
Luckily, his partner was really understanding.
It created a great stir.
I got to go.
He did a lot for the sport, too. You know, like these are the kind of people. And that's what's really cool about there is kind of a social, a very friendly aspect of pickleball that people really appreciate. So, but Ella, you're about to say something. Or no?
Oh, no.
Okay, I thought you were about to chime in. Sorry about that. Caught you on the spot. So, now, how did you two. Mandy and Ella, whoever wants to go first, how did you two first get involved in pageants?
Sure, I'll go ahead and I'll go first. So I competed in the teen program when I was 15 years old.
Okay.
And I always knew I was going to be fully financially responsible for my college tuition. And so what a lot of people don't know about the Miss America opportunity and as well as Miss Wisconsin is that it really is a scholarship opportunity for a lot of women and young girls like Ella and myself.
Sure.
And so I was originally intrigued because of the scholarships that came along with competing.
Wow.
And then I also was a dancer. And so it was another opportunity for me to be on a stage. It was a win-win no matter what happened. And so I ended up winning the Wisconsin Outstanding Teen title in 2018. Went on to go to school at the University of Alabama, where I was awarded the full
roll
tuition.
Tide.
Yes, roll tide all the way.
Sure.
But where I was awarded the full tuition scholarship. So I think I walked away with over $170,000 in scholarships by the end. Oh, well, I guess I'm still going. So to date, But yeah, I mean, it's just been incredible. And I think when there's an organization that is so willing to pour into women and young girls and wanting them to succeed, that it's really hard to pull yourself away from that and want to go anywhere separate from it. So I always knew that I wanted to come back and compete for Miss Wisconsin one day. But that's how I got involved and kind of why I'm staying with it, too.
Terrific. Ella Bay?
Okay. Well, a couple of my friends have actually been competing in this organization for a couple of years.
And okay.
Seeing them on stage and light up, I knew that I wanted to do it as well. So this year was my first time ever competing, and I won my local, and then I won this title.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You make it sound so easy.
No, it's a lot of work, but I'm happy to put in the effort, and I'm pleased with the outcome.
Sure. What are some of the criteria involved for, there's like different, how should we say it? Scores, right? Or your categories of score. And so what are, obviously dress and how you present yourself are important, but what are some of the other?
Like areas of competition?
Yes. Thank
you. Sure. So I can describe like interview if you want to describe the onstage. So there's an interview portion that all the contestants will go through with the panel of judges that are before them. And a lot of times I think people are surprised that there's a panel, because whenever I meet people as Miss Wisconsin, they're like, oh, how do I vote for you at Miss America? And I'm like, well, I appreciate that. But it's more so like a panel of judges. You interview with them and compete on stage. But there's that interview portion at state this year. It was about 10 minutes long. And so they can ask you any questions ranging from political manners to things about yourself to things about your initiative. Just a really wide range of topics to kind of test how you'll be under pressure and see how you communicate with people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Terrific.
And then the onstage question is in front of everyone in the audience, and they ask you questions about your community service initiative, and usually your answer ranges from 30 seconds to a minute.
Okay. And how did you two choose your community service initiatives?
Well, my younger sister, Anya, was born with special needs, and it's made me realize that I want to share the joy that I get with her with all other people.
Nice.
And then mine is focused on adoption. So it's called Connecting Lives, Adoption Resources, and Advocacy. And when you take the first letter of each one of those bigger words, you end up with the name Clara, which is the name of my niece, who was adopted 2 years ago through a private adoption agency.
Okay.
She's also the reason why I want to go to law school, become a family lawyer, specialize in the adoption process. And so I really saw becoming Miss Wisconsin and advocating for adoption as an opportunity for me to gain those professional connections right now to see how I can propel myself into my future.
Sounds great. We're going to learn more about the causes that Miss Wisconsin, Mandy Genard, and Miss Wisconsin teen Ella Bay are supporting and advocating for, as well as other things they're working on, their plans for the future, and so much more, plus local news and the Acting Locally, Thinking Globally with Mary Jane here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
We can. Don't just talk about it.
The Shaw, WAUK.
I carry hope.
I carry hope.
I carry hope because I carry Naloxone, and you can too. Naloxone is an easy-to-use medication that can safely reverse an opioid overdose, and it's available across Wisconsin without a prescription.
So join us and be a source of hope in your community. Find Naloxone near you at doseofrealitywi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services and the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on air.
listening to This Week in Waukesha with your host, Don Brown, and the Mighty Max on the board here. And this is Waukesha's favorite son, Les Paul, with wife Mary Ford, and the world is waiting for the sunrise. And we don't have to wait anymore. It's here. It's coming a little bit later now as we go later into the year and into the fall, but it's still just as beautiful and probably even more so now that the colors are starting to change in the trees. And the farmer's market will be opening up soon, and we'll have two reports for you in the second hour. And here's my, for acting locally, thinking globally, I have a very good friend. I think everyone's good friend in Waukesha, Janie from the Block, Mary Jane Sanchez, here to talk about National Hispanic Heritage Month. Janie, take over.
All right.
The mic is yours, kid.
Good morning, everybody. Mary Jane here. We're talking a little bit about Hispanic Heritage Month, and it actually is a month of 30 days, but it starts September 15th through October 15th. And there's a little bit of history back there. Well, first of all, Lyndon Johnson started out by making it a full week.
President,
thank you. And then it was expanded by President Ronald Reagan for a full month. And what it does is honors all the Spanish-speaking peoples in the U.S. from Spanish-speaking countries. So, of course, Mexico, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Honduras, on and on, Spain, whatever. And because they're an integral part of the fabric of Wisconsin as well as the United States, growing up in Waukesha, there are generations of family. I'm third or fourth generation, but we're actually like almost Native Americans because...
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Because the Mexico used to be Texas and Arizona, and that's where my family's from. I do have one grandmother that's from San Luis Potosí, and I've been around for quite a while, so that was way back in 1900 or so that my grandmother was born. But she came across as an au pair, and then she applied for citizenship. It was so much different then than it is now. You have to wait and be out of the country now to apply and then wait your 8 to 20 years. But anyways, what I'm proud about is my heritage. When I was a kid, we used to go to all the dances, like at St. Joe's. Of course, there's a plethora of Mexican restaurants, but there's also Latin American restaurants, so you can get a little bit of variety. But what I'm mostly proud about is the people that have really become a big part of Waukesha. So we have judges and attorneys and healthcare providers, business owners, speakers, just all that started out, you know, first generations are usually crop workers and laborers, and then they go on to working in trades and then finally professional. But it's really about raising your families. It's about the music, the food, the religion, and just being active in the community. And so this month, and for me all year round, we celebrate Hispanic heritage and make great tamales for Christmas and for Easter. So those are our big tamale days. And everybody gathers together, everybody inputs, and that's what I'm very proud of. And then most people at this level, they've assimilated. It didn't matter where you were from, if it was Polish or Hungarian or wherever. You assimilate and become an American, but we're all from somewhere else, truly. So thank you, presidents, for creating this month of Hispanic Heritage. I know the Milwaukee Museum has a display. The public library has a book, and there are plenty of other events out there for you to look at and find out more about our culture. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mary Jane. And I can also say that pride in her heritage continues with her three children that are doing amazing things. Oldest daughter is a very accomplished businesswoman. Owns a major road construction company, federal contractor, I believe. And her son is an accomplished restaurateur. At Growler's East is his newest concept, correct? There in Tosa on North Avenue. Did I get that right?
Correct.
So look for that. And then her youngest, Antonio, a University of Wisconsin graduate who was there on an academic scholarship, Waukesha South grad, is also doing some amazing things in real estate and real estate marketing out of New York City. Did I get all that right? In Manhattan. No, excuse me. Yes. Yeah, so he manages all the what properties?
Fanatics.
Oh, there you go. Globally. So kudos to Antonio, who was here in town, well, here in Wisconsin last weekend to see our beloved Badgers lose to Miss Wisconsin's and Miss Wisconsin Teens alma mater, future alma mater for the University of Alabama. So I know that's going to be that'll be a very hard thing for you to address, I think, as you travel around the state promoting
I know.
Goodwill.
It's been a struggle already, let me tell you.
Sounds great. So how are we doing on time here, Max? 2 minutes, so great. Yeah, and I also, you know, speaking of college football and football, and we're going to try to have some scores. Ella, do you know, did CMH play last night?
Oh, yes. We played against New Berlin West.
Oh, wow. Big, big Parkland Conference matchup. Probably the two best teams. And what was the final score?
28-0.
CMH?
Yes.
Wow. Was it at CMH or at New Berlin West?
No, we went to New Berlin
West. On the road. Big road win for the Crusaders. So
yes.
Big congrats. And big congrats to my good friend, one of the coaches there, Kevin McLean, who used to coach at South, doing great things over there with the Crusader program. So really pleased to hear. And I know that the Blackshirts took second place again last night in a tough loss to New Berlin Eisenhower. So I think it was at one point it was 29-7. I don't know where it ended up from there, but still a long road for South as they in the new conference and as they develop this young program moving forward. So wishing them the best and hope to hear some other scores or hope to have them available shortly throughout the show. So when we come back, we are going to learn more about Ella Bay, Miss Wisconsin Teen, and Mandy Ginnard, Miss Wisconsin, as well as their amazing photographer and downtown business owner, Denise Watros. And mark your calendars next Saturday. My guest is 15th District Alderman Corey Payne talking about some concerns he has with the upcoming city budget that I believe has been approved or proposed. We're going to learn more about that, so be sure. And then County Supervisor and my predecessor on the council, Terry Themey, is my guest on October 5th talking about another tax initiative, this one at the county level. So much more to look forward to on this beautiful Saturday morning at WEK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every little rosebud is covered with dew, and my heart is calling for you, the thrush on high.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The day after a rare Israeli airstrike in Beirut, Lebanon.
Emergency teams are still searching for people who are believed to be missing and could be under the rubble of this building that collapsed. Dahiya, which is the suburb here in Beirut, that is Hezbollah's stronghold.
The BBC's Hugo Bachega in Beirut. Israel says it killed 16 Hezbollah militants. Former President Donald Trump's campaigning in Wilmington, North Carolina later today without Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, a Trump loyalist.
The Trump campaign is distancing itself from him, with the state's 16 electoral votes at risk.
CBS's Wendy Gillette says CNN reported Robinson made a series of anti-Semitic and sexual comments on at least one porn website, something he denies. Health Watch, go ahead and order that second skinny latte with extra foam.
Researchers say those who drink on average 3 cups of coffee a day seem to benefit the most.
CBS's Michael George reporting. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Packers hit the road tomorrow. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is at Tennessee this week. In the preseason, the Packers traded with the Titans to bring in Malik Willis, who started last week's win over Indianapolis. Willis said that Tennessee knows what he can do.
I'm not sure that it comes down to that. I know they're over there preparing, and we're going to prepare over here and do the best we can come to game time. But like you said, we're taking this thing day by day.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said he knows there's a tough task ahead for the offense, regardless of who is at quarterback.
I think they got a lot of veteran players, and they're a well-built defense. I think schematically it's a challenge. Denard Wilson coming from Baltimore, and just he's He's an experienced guy in this league. And then when you couple that with really good players, you have a chance to be a really good defense.
Jordan Love is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game, which kicks off at noon. The Milwaukee Brewers lost Friday 7-4 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers 4 games back of the National League's best record. The same 2 teams play tonight in Milwaukee. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs near 80 degrees. That'll be our last 80-degree temperature reading for quite some time. Lows around 66 tonight with showers and storms. 73 and stormy for Sunday. Monday, some showers with a high around 68. 69 Tuesday.
Currently, 53 degrees.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Allbus Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
In September this morning with two accomplished dancers, otherwise known as Miss Wisconsin and Miss Wisconsin Teen, Mandy Ginard and Ella Bay, respectively. And that is one of my favorites from Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. And when did you two first start dancing?
Oh, I started dancing when I was 2 years old.
Wow. Wait, same for me. I also started when I was 2 years old. And my first ever dance teacher was my mom, actually. So, yeah.
Well, gosh, you're the fourth generation in your family to be doing contemporary dance.
Yeah.
That's what a tradition.
It is. And I love it. I mean, it's really wonderful, too, because at Miss Wisconsin this year and now going into Miss America, my family created my talent with me. So it's kind of all of us that get to go together. On the stage together, do it together.
That.
Definitely had its trials, but we got through it, and I'm proud with the outcome so far.
So do you have, like, old, like, photo album, scrapbooks, even videos or film of like mom, grandma, great grandma,
photos,
great great grandma,
sure.
Too, right?
It's My great-grandma.
Your great-grandma.
Although
okay.
my niece just started her first dance class
five, yeah.
literally four, yesterday, yeah, okay. so we're going five, on
yeah.
five. Oh,
wow.
yeah. But yeah, no, we, when my mom was our instructor, she had four kids that were dancing.
Wow.
And so there was this one year at recital where all four of us did this little routine together. And it was just absolutely insane. I mean, you know how siblings are. Like, they love each
yeah.
other, but you want to all be in the front, and you all want to
yeah.
do this, and you all want to do that. So it was interesting, for sure. But I love my siblings. They're great.
Sure, sure. How about you, Ella?
Oh, that's really funny that your mom taught you, because yeah. my mom taught me and my brothers as
right.
well when we were younger.
Your brothers took, too, then.
Yes, they
that's
did.
Fantastic. We need more male dancers. That, like, I always talk about my parents when you'd see them at weddings, like, even well into their 80s. Watching them dance was so artful and beautiful. And that's, you know, like, men used to dance. And then in recent years, it became, well, you know, you shouldn't do that. It's kind of effeminate, or it's, you know, whatever. But that is a lost art that needs to be, you know, couples and men dancing together. So, I mean, it's really fun to watch.
Yes.
So for sure. But hey, real quick, I also want to give a big shout out to Waukesha North High School celebrating their 50th anniversary during the 2024-25 school year. North opened in January 1974 as the second high school in the school district of Waukesha, and held its 50th graduation ceremony this past June. Next week, North will celebrate its 50th homecoming with the gathering celebrating five decades of North Star pride. And I'll have more information on that later on in the show. And I also want to congratulate Waukesha North's golf coach, Dan Knuth, who was recently named the Wisconsin nominee for the National Federation of State High School Associations Coach of the Year. So congratulations to Coach Knuth and to Waukesha North for all the great tidings happening for them. And love to hear a football score on how the North Stars did last night. Big fan of Coach Ciano and the kids there, and love to hear more on that. So, and did you know 34 years ago this week, this past Thursday, Bo would appreciate this. Bo Blaska is in studio, owner of Mia's. You have to get over there and you have to try the butternut squash ravioli. I know they have all these other great signatures, but please go over there and try that. You'll thank you. You'll thank me for doing that. So, but 34 years ago this week, the movie Goodfellas was released. Classic movie. Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Paul Sorvino. Gosh, the one actress name escapes me, but she was also the psychiatrist on The Sopranos. But
Dr. Melfi,
yes. But Lorraine Bracco, yes, thank you. Thanks so much, Denise. But if you love film, like cinematography and everything, and by the way, when I had the Waukesha South Marching Band, their director, Mike DeBruin, one of the classes he teaches is music and film. And I was like, they should have continuing. I would love to get in there to just take that class, you know. So, but anyway, just some amazing cinematography in that movie that we'll recall later on in the show. But anyway, back to our guest, and we were talking about dance. Now, were you a dancer too, Denise, growing up? Did we talk about that?
We didn't. I was a dancer, but I was a baton twirler.
Okay.
My dance experience was really just to help the baton twirling.
Sure.
As my oldest daughter was also. She was a baton twirler.
Wow.
The dance was just there to kind of help the twirling.
That is very cool. So I guess now would be a time, if you can indulge me for a moment. I know that the pageant industry gets some, shall we say, negative press, or maybe how women are portrayed in maybe like maybe not so favorable light, that maybe an emphasis on physical beauty and you hear the jokes about world peace and everything else. But what Denise has told me, and I believe, is that we have beauty that goes skin deep, but we also have a very intelligent, ambitious young woman with some very serious career goals. But if you could speak to that, like some of those, I'm sure you have to address that all the time, some of the negative connotations or bad press.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. From my perspective, what I've noticed, and I think it's very unfortunate that this happens, is that you could be the most intelligent person, incredibly talented, very humble, very kind, and that people will always expect this physical aspect that comes along with being Miss Wisconsin or Miss Wisconsin's teen. And so I think in a sense, we kind of have to dress the part. But I think once you get into conversation with a lot of these women, you understand that it is about so much more than the physical factors. And to just give you like a rundown of that, I know I told you about my scholarship story before, but
yeah.
like I went to a Division I university. I had three majors, graduated with two degrees, did it all with a 4.0 GPA, was in the top 10% of my graduating class. And I did that all because of the Miss America opportunity, because this organization is an organization that is about building strong and intelligent women. And to put it into even more perspective, I want to be a lawyer. The Miss Wisconsin before me is a broadcast journalist. The Miss Wisconsin before her, a nuclear engineer. Like, these are very driven, intelligent women who go through this program. But unfortunately, that is often a part of the message that is left out. So I appreciate you asking about that.
Sure.
Because it is often forgotten.
That would be a great marketing or brand promotion where you have those previous and you have them like in their business attire, their professional attire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And then underneath, by the way, they are all Miss Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They are all, you know.
And you even look at like our current Miss America right now, Madison Marsh. She's a second lieutenant in the Air Force. Like,
training to be a top gun.
That's right.
Yes. It's just these women who are so renowned in what they do. It's inspiring. There's no other word to describe it.
Sure, sure.
I know from my perspective, I actually teach a pageant headshot photography class to photographers all over
Where
the
at?
Country. Different conventions.
Sure. How neat.
And the first thing that the very first thing that I talk about in my presentation is debunking those myths. I can't tell you how many photographers groups I've seen where somebody will say, oh my gosh, I had a client call me, their daughter's doing a pageant, they need a headshot. What do I do? And the responses from other professional photographers are so offensive to me. They're so disgusting. Pageant girls are dumb. Why would you do that? So I literally start my presentation by debunking that and talking about, just as she said, you know, our current Miss America is in the Air Force. Last year's Miss America, who was Miss Wisconsin, by the way, she's incredible, is a nuclear engineer.
Yeah.
My very first Miss Wisconsin, Megan, who is now the co-director of Miss Wisconsin, has a biomedical engineering degree, and then she became a lawyer.
Wow.
So they're not dumb. These are some of the most driven, talented, impressive women you'll meet.
And I think another aspect of that, too, is it takes a lot of, and I'm not saying this to, like, up myself, but it takes a lot of courage to stand on a stage and to not know what you're going to be asked and to just have to go with it. And again, like, these are just very courageous women who are willing to put themselves out there, willing to go through this process, train incredibly hard for it at that, and put a lot of their own time and effort into something as special as competing at Miss America, for example.
Sure. How about you, Ella? How do you respond to...
Well, I feel like these two explained it so well. But from my personal experience, I've always been very shy, and going through this system and being open into new environments, it's really helped me find myself and helped me gain a lot of confidence. So I really would recommend this to any young girl out there.
You also have to grow a thick skin when you're doing this. I don't know if Ella can attest to this or not, but
you got to have a sense of humor. You got to be able to laugh at yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And I mean, and I've become comfortable with that, but I remember when I was the teen title holder myself, like, I was so afraid of saying it in high school and, like, telling my people I went to school with that I was Miss Wisconsin's teen and that I did pageants. And now I think about it and I'm like, oh, no, I would have posted about it every day. I do post about it every day as Miss Wisconsin now. Sure. I'm like, whatever, I want everyone to know. But, yeah, it's just hard, especially I think a lot of, and I don't know if you want to speak to this more, Ella, but I think sometimes teens can get deterred because there's always that voice in your head that makes you question what other people are going to think about it. And if there's just one thing I could tell people, whatever, like, just don't care. Just go for it. Do it.
I know when my own daughter was Miss Wisconsin National Teenager, it same thing. She, granted, that was really before social media was a huge thing.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to talk about it at school because there's an aspect, especially with teen girls, of jealousy, which jealousy a lot of times comes out as just meanness.
Sure.
And that's hard to navigate as a teenager.
Sure.
And I think you really grow to find those people who are willing to pour their support into you as well. When you get involved in something like this and you have to find friends who understand that you're going to be waking up at 4:30 in the morning and not getting home till 10:30 at night.
Sure.
And they understand, and they're the ones to reach out to you and the ones to try to plan things with you because they understand that it is a big responsibility and a big commitment.
Sure. So you're talking about going to law school. Are you in the process of applying right now, or what's your status?
Yes, I am. So law school applications for the schools that I want to apply to opened on September 1st, and they run until about April. So there's the early admissions deadline, similar to how you apply to an undergraduate degree.
Yep.
There's the early admissions deadline, which I'm hoping to be submitted and done with it by then. But I've taken my LSAT, completed that exam 3 times now, have a score that I'm very happy with.
Terrific.
So, just looking forward to the future.
And can I ask what schools you're applying to, Mandy, if that's okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you know, I did my undergraduate degree out of state, and I'm hoping to go in state for law school. So looking at Madison or Marquette, both incredible schools, both that I would be very happy to go to.
Sure, sure. Any others?
Yes. So looking at the Chicago area, I also am intrigued to like Miami, New York, just to, you know, explore other places and maybe experience something else for those 3 years. But I really am hoping for a Wisconsin school just because I still have nieces and nephews and grandparents who are around and people who I just want to spend time with and watch grow up and experience these wonderful things with. So hoping for a Wisconsin school, but I'd be happy anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Ella, I think we'd kind of tipped our hand, or we kind of maybe have mentioned where you're, are you going to go to school there for sure for college?
Yes, I am.
And that's, and tell us where that is again.
The University of Alabama.
So that's terrific. Congratulations. And were there any other schools you were applying to, or is that just a no-brainer based on the work you've been doing?
No-brainer. That's going great.
Wow. Is it also, can I ask if it's a full scholarship too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I imagine by now you've visited Tuscaloosa and the campus there?
Not yet, actually. Okay. I'm very busy with appearances and dance and school.
Wow. So how do you balance all that?
Well, I have a schedule that I follow pretty strictly.
Sure.
And, you know, pageants and school come first. And
okay.
I get done what I need to get done.
And I don't mean to be picking on you because, Mandy, you've been through this for at least a few more years than Ella. And Ella, you're still in high school. There's just so much pressure at that age. You know, I have a daughter that's a freshman now. And but you've actually, both of you have been going through this for quite a few years, the pageant competitions, correct? So that's, you've already kind of established that life balance at a pretty young age. Is that fair to ask?
Well, this is my first year competing.
Oh, I stand correct. I'm sorry. I missed that. Wow.
It's okay.
So coming out as a rookie, you ended up big time.
Yes, yes.
So, wow, that's really amazing.
I'm very blessed.
So you've been learning on the job then.
Yes.
Sounds great. Yeah. Yeah. Your mom was nodding behind you and I was like, oh, because it's her first time, not because she's, you know, not being truthful. but I appreciate that. No, I appreciate your sharing because you're living grown up lives at a pretty young age.
Yeah.
I mean, with already big responsibilities. So I think you'll have a certain advantage. It's what I say about people I went to college with that are on the GI Bill. Like I used to, in a way, I'd feel bad. How are we doing on time here? Less than a minute here, man? Okay. We're going to continue this conversation this week in Waukesha with our pageant winners and with Denise Watros, photographer, and so much more here on WAUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You got to go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, you're listening to This Week in Waukesha. And that's Misty Mountain Hop with Led Zeppelin. And I thought of it because on my way driving out to some clients this week early in the morning, there was a fog there in my beloved Banting Park. And right away I thought of that one of my favorite Led Zeppelin songs in the opening line. Walking in the park just the other day, baby. Oh, sorry. But that whole misty ambiance was just, it was beautiful. And some great moments here as we break into the new season of autumn. Really my favorite time of year. Nothing against summer. Boy, I love the heat. And we're getting that summer heat still. Thank you so much that this continues. But before we continue with our guests, I want to congratulate Waukesha South has four National Merit semifinalists, and they are Amalia Watts, Sayukshe Vadim, also known as Sai, Samantha Stuntner, and Sophia Antheline. And the athletic director and assistant principal, Dan Schreier, has also informed me that Sai plays volleyball with the defending Classic 8 and sectional champion Waukesha Fusion combined volleyball team coached by Joe Bansky. And Sophia does cross country and track. And Amalia is in tennis and band. So just like my guest here, Miss Wisconsin and Miss Wisconsin team, some very well-rounded young student athletes there at Waukesha South. Thanks to all four of you and to your families for making us Blackshirt proud, Waukesha proud, and of course, Waukesha strong. So, and speaking of strong, we have some very formidable guests here. Denise Watros of Denise Watros Photography and her very important clients, Mandy Genord, Miss Wisconsin Teen, and Ella Bay, Miss Wisconsin Teen. So my apologies for mixing up your titles there. So, but I wanted to finish that conversation before we had to move to some commercial obligations. And what were we talking about again? Can anyone remember? My short-term memory is going. So,
was it the standards? Or was that a little earlier?
That was a little earlier, yeah, the standards. Mm-hmm. So, but this is local radio. Sometimes you get a little...
just kind of go with it.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I think we were talking about kind of balancing your life balance and how you've achieved that and how you continue to achieve that. And you still get to, like, Ella, you were at the did you go to the CMH game last night in New Berlin West?
I didn't, actually. Okay. I was hanging out with a family friend.
Oh, nice. But you heard the good news.
Yes, I did. I got lots of text messages that we won.
That's great. But you still get to do.
She hasn't mentioned she is on the dance team at CMH.
Oh, yes.
And on the dance team at CMH. Okay. So my oldest daughter was on the Waukesha South varsity dance team all 4 years in high school, and they got to compete in state a couple times. And so that was a real great joy for us. And my daughter, like yourselves, have been dancing since she was like two or three. She was dancing out of Anita's there.
My daughter was in the company at Anita's.
So, you know, and a great story, you can all appreciate that, is Anita's parents started that company and they named it after her. She was a daughter. And way back, even during the Depression, families could pay as you go because they wanted it to be affordable for these families. And that tradition continues today. You pay every week. And if you can't, then they just, they keep a tally and you pay when you can.
I think there was a whole decade that every actual check I wrote just said, Anita's Dance, Anita's Dance.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm sure my bank said,
yeah,
okay, she only pays money to Anita's Dance.
Yeah. So, but it really shaped my daughter's life. It became such a big part of her life. I wrote a blog about a couple weeks after the Christmas parade attack. She was at a competition up in Ashwaubenon. And the girl that came on before her, first 30 seconds, she nailed everything perfectly. And then there was a slight goof that the untrained eye like myself really didn't catch. Very few people. But she got all upset and she stormed off the stage like she was a complete failure. And then my daughter came on and I'd seen her do this before where if you miss a step or, like there was such a grace to it that just, you... It was like in that Al Pacino movie, if you get untangled, tangle out. And so that's kind of what, so I wrote a blog about just the grace and the beauty and the elegance of it and the expression and just how it touches so many people. Mm-hmm. And especially, like I said, in the wake of something like that tragic, it's just this whole idea of like grace triumphing over evil. And that's what our performing arts can do.
So here's a funny tie-in about Anita to Miss Wisconsin. So I've mentioned her before. So she's co-director of Miss Wisconsin. She was my first Miss Wisconsin, Megan Coffey DeMore.
Okay.
She was on company at Anita's.
Wow. I think I knew that.
Ended up being an instructor at Anita's. And when she was Miss Wisconsin, Anita went to Miss America. Actually, I sat next to her.
Wow.
I've known Anita for years. So we sat next to each other at Miss America. It was in Las Vegas back then.
I think my daughter had her picture taken with her as a young girl.
With Megan?
When she was Miss Wisconsin. Yeah,
oh,
I think that was
that.
The one. Yep. So is that 10 seconds? Oh, 40 seconds. Okay. Sounds great. Well, we have so much more to talk about. We've got an extra hour to do that. So be sure to stick around here on This Week in Waukesha.
We still got an extra minute, Don.
An extra minute. Oh, sorry there. It's a minute and a half.
Minute,
I had it all
30,
wrong.
Minute
so
30.
Not 40 seconds. Thanks, Max. So, but I don't know what I do without Max. anyway, we got a little extra time here, but we do have two farmers market reports in the second hour. So excited about that. Have you been, either any of you been to our, I know Denise has, you've been to our farmers market,
actually,
right?
I haven't.
It's Wisconsin's biggest farmers market. So you may have to, if time allows, you might have to do a little tour there through with your sashes. And
when and where does it run?
You know, it's starting in any minute now, 8 o'clock. It's right across from Waukesha State Bank. So it's walking distance, but there's parking there behind the bank. And so, and you can get some really great, great seasonal produce too. And there may even be some patty pan squash and butternut squash. But again, just go to Bo's there at Mia's for the butternut squash ravioli. So, but now we got 30 seconds. So please stick around. We have so much more to cover on this beautiful Saturday morning, September 21st, on This Week in Waukesha. And don't forget to download the Civic Media app if you haven't already, because then you can take This Week in Waukesha and all the great programming we have around the state with you anywhere you go.
You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.